Oh, hey. I didn't expect to see you here. You know we're off from work today, right? Oh, sure. I guess it is easier to get things done when it's quiet and empty here. I just stopped by to pick up some things I left. I was out doing some stress shopping and this is on my way home. Yeah, I bought myself some new clothes. I'm pretty happy with them. I took some photos in the dressing room. You want to see? Here, I'll show you. Here. I really like this dress. I think it's super cute. Oh, and this skirt is my favorite shade of blue, and it'll go really well with some other clothes I have. And, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to show you that one. I also bought some lingerie. That photo is for my boyfriend. And also for me. I like seeing myself looking sexy. Do you want to see it? I mean, you already saw it, so I guess it's not a big deal now. Here, look. Do you think I look good? Oh, thanks. That's really nice to hear from you. Buying clothes, looking nice. It makes me feel better when I'm upset, you know. Oh, it's nothing. It's just personal stuff. Guy stuff. Actually, can I ask your advice? You're an older man. Maybe you can help me understand guys my age. I should warn you, it's about my sex life. I hope that won't be too weird. Oh, thanks. Well, okay. I like being submissive, you know, in the bedroom, and my boyfriend loves being dominant, and I love being dominated by him. I love how he takes control. He's really strong, and he's great at, well, I guess I don't need to tell you the details. But lately, I've been wanting to explore my own dominant side, and that's not our relationship. So I want to find another guy to play with. But I've been trying to talk to guys about it, and they get so weird, or they don't seem to really get it. And I just don't know how to approach this subject with someone new, you know? And I don't know if these guys are just idiots, or maybe I'm doing something wrong. Yeah, that's a good point. That's true too. Maybe I need to be clearer about what I want. That's great advice. I'm gonna keep that in mind. Hey, thanks so much. I'm glad I asked you. You really seem to understand what I'm looking for. I don't suppose you like being submissive. Wait, do you really? No way, that's so funny. I had no idea. What sort of subby things do you like? Oh, come on, you can tell me. We're just work friends, and we're adults. It doesn't have to be weird. Sure. Being tied up, that's classic. Denial, yes, love it. Chastity, really? Do you have a chastity cage? Oh, that's so interesting. I love the thought of chastity play. Do you wear it around the house, or do you wear it, like, to the grocery store? Or maybe at work? Yes. Wait, are you wearing it now? Oh my goodness, that's amazing! No, don't be embarrassed. I'm not kink shaming or anything. I just didn't expect that. We have more in common than I thought. Could I see it? Oh, come on, I'm so curious. I've never seen a cage in person. Besides, you got to see a photo of me in my underwear. I think you owe me. Please. Oh, yes. I'm so glad I opened up to you. This is better than I could have hoped. Oh, wow. I love it. It's so cramped in there. Is it like constantly straining like that? Oh, only when you're turned on. Oh, did you get turned on talking about kinks and showing your caged cock to a hot young girl at work? I'm just teasing. There's nothing wrong with it. I'd be turned on too. To be honest, I am a little bit. So, do you have someone who holds the key for you? No? It's just self-imposed. How long do you keep yourself locked? Not that long, huh? I guess when you're the one with the key, it's hard to resist letting yourself out. Oh, nothing. I was just thinking. Maybe this is a crazy idea, but what if I held your key? It seems pretty perfect. I want someone to be dominant with. You like being submissive. We're both interested in chastity. I know I'm your coworker and we're different ages, but I think this could be really great. Besides, don't you think being controlled by a younger woman sounds pretty hot? I love the thought of an older guy submitting to me. Come on, let's do it. If you decide you don't like it, we can just stop. Do you have the key with you? Can I please see it? Or maybe I should say, take it out now. Is that better? Great. It's so tiny for such an important thing. Imagine what I could do for you, to you, if I had it. Come on, don't you want me to hold your key? Wouldn't you enjoy giving me control? I'm already excited thinking about the kind of things we could get up to, the ways to tease you. I promise I'll make it a great experience. I can tell you're interested. Let's do it. Give me the key now. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Okay, so let's decide some rules. I'm your key holder now, so you only get let out when I say. If you want release, you'll have to earn it. You'll have to do what I tell you. Like, if I say jump, you jump. If I say do this tedious work that I don't want to do it, right? I think you should say yes, ma'am. No, wait, yes, miss. Well done. This is going to be a lot of fun. Oh, that's a good point. You'll have to be let out for cleaning. We don't want the cage to get gross. Okay, we can do that here. We work together, so we see each other all the time during the week. Once every couple of days, we'll slip into the bathroom so you can get clean. I'll give you the key. I'm not going to touch you, but I'll be there to supervise. That's true. You might get hard, and that'll make it longer to get the cage back on. Oh, I know. Instead of the bathroom, we'll go to the break room. We can keep some ice packs in the freezer. I'll give you the key. You unlock, give yourself a quick clean, then ice your erection away and get back in the cage. We'll just have to make sure it's quick so no one notices. Other than that, you'll be locked away all the time. And I'll want updates, how the cage is feeling, how horny you're getting, stuff like that. Here, give me your phone. I'll put my number in there so I can text you. I'll be able to send you questions about how you're doing, also give you instructions, make demands, maybe tease you a bit. Maybe ask you for photos so I can make sure you're not sneakily using the backup key without permission. And after a while, if you've been good, done everything I say, I'll reward you. I haven't decided how long I'll keep you locked yet. How about 2 weeks? What's wrong? 2 weeks isn't that long. Besides, I have the key, so you don't have much of a choice, do you? Arguing with your key holder is not a great way to start. Oh, stop complaining. Hey, I said stop complaining. You remember how this works, right? Say yes, miss. Say thank you, miss. Oh, look at your face. Is it just now dawning on you what you're agreeing to? Are you nervous? Do you want to back out? No? Good. This is so exciting, even better than shopping. I'm so turned on right now. I'm gonna touch myself as soon as I get home, maybe even before then. You, on the other hand, you're not going to be touching yourself for quite a while. I could make you wait as long as I want, couldn't I? Better keep me happy, mister. Better do what I say if you want to be rewarded. Say yes, miss. Hey there, mister. Come, give me a hug. Now, take my sweater off me and put it on the back of the chair. Help me out of these boots, too. Did you get me a water bottle like I asked? Oh, there it is. Good job. Are you excited? I can tell you are. I saw how you perked up when I walked in, how you jumped so quickly to do what I asked. It's been 2 weeks and now we're back where we started, at work, on a day off. No one here but me and you. You didn't think you could make it 2 weeks, remember? You were like, no, miss, 2 weeks is too long. And now here you are, 2 weeks later, still locked up for me and ready for your reward. Go sit in your chair. Now, I texted you and asked you to explain to me why you think you deserve a reward. And you had a lot to say, didn't you? You said you've done everything I've asked you to. You've endured your cleanings in the break room. You've done errands for me. Responded promptly to my messages. That's all true. Although I seem to remember you being pretty whiny about it early on, hesitating to do what I said. But you did get much better over time. And these days you're very obedient. If I told you to go home right now, would you do it? Would you complain or hesitate? Don't worry, I'm not going to do that to you. You stay right here with me. I also asked you to explain to me what 2 weeks of chastity has done to you. I loved this part. You said you've had trouble sleeping, had trouble getting work done, and you're so distracted by your aching crotch. And you've been so horny, occupied with sexual fantasies day and night, looking at chastity porn you can't even get off to. Just can't stop yourself. I noticed you didn't say exactly what you've been fantasizing about. Do you daydream about the other women at work? Do you fantasize about me? Tell the truth. Yeah, I know you do. I see how you look at me at work these days, staring at my ass. When I wear tight pants, looking at my tits when I have a low-cut shirt, you can't keep your eyes off me. This shirt I'm wearing now isn't even that revealing, and you keep peeking at my chest. I don't even punish you for it. Maybe I should. Do you fantasize about me unlocking you? Do you fantasize about me touching you? Do you think about me in my sexy lingerie? Do you imagine me naked? My hot young body. Don't apologize to me now. If you don't want me to be upset about it, don't do it in the first place. Oh, here's something funny. You know that lingerie I showed you the day this all started? I'm actually wearing it right now. No, not for you, dummy. I'm going to my boyfriend's place after this. Excuse me? No, you can't see it. You really are a horny perv. You want to see my sexy underwear? Get a look beneath my clothes. Beg me. Beg me to show you my sexy lingerie. Oh, look at you, so desperate just for a peek. Okay, how about a quick look? Don't blink. That's all you get. I hope you loved it. You straining in your cage? Stand up. Stand up, pull your pants down around your knees, let me see it. I want to see what I'm doing to you. You get that same look on your face every time I make you expose yourself to me. Like you're nervous and hopeful. It's so cute. Oh. Your dick looks so snug and so sad in there. Is it ready for a reward? Leave your pants around your knees and sit back down. In my text, I also asked you what kind of reward you want. After 2 weeks of obedience and torment, what do you think you deserve? And you said that you want to pleasure me. Is that right? How generous of you. But you didn't go into any detail. How would you do it? Do you want to touch me? Give me a massage? Finger me? Do you want to use your mouth? Suck on my nipples? Lick my pussy? 2 weeks of denial, and the first reward you ask for is to give me pleasure. You really are so submissive. Of course, you also asked for selfish stuff. You want to come. Not surprising, but again, so light on the details. How do you want to come? Do you want me to unlock you and make you stroke yourself in front of me? Or do you want me to make you come? Do you want me to grab your aching cock? Do you want my lips around it? Do you want me to strip down to my lingerie, put you on your back, sit on your face, and suck your cock while you lick me until I come on your tongue? Is that what you want? Is it? Beg for it. Get on your knees, on the floor, and beg me. Show me how desperate you are. Tell me you'll do anything for it. Prove how badly you want it. Gosh, I just love how much power this little key gives me. Don't you love it? Knowing I have control and being dominated by me. Get up, sit back down, and hold out your hand. Here's your key. Go ahead. Unlock your cock. Slowly and gently. Don't get too excited. That's it. Get it out for me. thank me. Say thank you, miss. Thank me for setting your cock free. And when you're done, put the cage and the key on the desk and put your hands at your sides. Don't you dare touch yourself. Oh, look at your poor cock. Getting hard right away. It does this during your cleanings too. All I have to do is stare at it and it gets hard under my gaze. Oh, it's leaking a bit too. Are you excited? Yes, you are. Well, we've discussed what you have to say, but what about me? Do I think you deserve a reward? Do I think you've been tormented enough? Do I think you deserve what you're asking for? You're hoping so desperately that the answer is yes. Close your eyes. Do not open them. Why? Because I told you to. Also, because I'm going to strip. I saw your cock twitch when I said that. You heard me right. I'm taking off all my clothes. You've been fantasizing about this, right? Me naked in front of you? Well, I'm granting your wish. Partly. I don't think you deserve to see me naked. That's quite a reward. I think that might be more than you've earned. Hold out your hand. Take this. Those are the panties I was just wearing. You remember them from the photo I showed you. Do you want to sniff them like a greedy pervert? Go ahead. Do it. Can you smell me? Do you love it? Put your hand back at your side. Just keep holding on to those for me. Now, stay still. I'm going to sit on your lap. Just let me get comfortable. We've never been so close, have we? You keep those eyes closed and keep those hands where they are. You are trembling, mister. Is it too much? Me naked on your lap. My panties in your hand. Your penis fully erect for me. Do you want me to stop? No? Good. If you opened your eyes right now, you would see all of me. Those tits you keep trying to get a look at, they're right here, inches in front of you. If you moved your hands, you could touch me anywhere. You could pinch my nipples like I'm doing right now. You could slide your hand down between my legs. But you won't do that, will you? Because you don't have permission. And you're so obedient. You're such a good sub for me. I don't want you to look at me or touch me. Do you know why? Because I think I'll like it. I bet you really know your way around a woman's body. I bet your hands on me, your eyes on me, would feel incredible. You would worship me like a queen and I'd love it. And it would make me want to let you fuck me. And that's not the relationship we have. That's not how this goes. You don't fuck me. You obey me. So you don't get to touch me, but I can touch you. Do you want me to touch you? Beg me. Beg me to touch you. Beg me to wrap my hand around your stiff cock. Is that what you want? Like this? Does that feel good? Oh, my fingers holding your poor, neglected cock. Tell me how good it feels. Tell me how much you like it. Huh. Thank me. Say, thank you for touching my dick, miss. Do you want me to stroke you? Beg me. Please, miss, stroke my cock. Jerk me off, miss. Yeah? You want me to jerk you? Do you want me to run my hand up and down along your slick shaft? No. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep my hand very still. Right where it is. Don't squirm. Control yourself. Oh, your dick is twitching and leaking in my hand. You're so horny for me. Are you imagining what I look like? Imagining what you would see if you opened your eyes? Are you thinking about how close your hard cock is to my naked pussy? Don't you want to be the one in charge, just for a little? Do you want to take control? Grab me. Throw me on the desk and hold me down and fuck me. Thrust into me and fill me with your cum while I moan and beg. You could, you know. You're older than me. Bigger. Stronger. You're unlocked and not even tied to this chair. If you wanted to be the dominant one, you could dominate me right now. You could do anything to me. But that's not what you want, is it? You're my submissive man. You'll sit there, eyes shut tight and fists clenched, breathing heavy and throbbing in my hand, because that's what I want, and therefore, that's what you want. Isn't that right? Good. You're doing so good. Do you wonder what it would be like to dominate me? Well, I think you deserve more of a reward, so I'll tell you what it's like. After I'm done with you, I'm going to my boyfriend's place, and I'm going to do whatever he tells me to do. And I'm going to beg him to fuck me. We haven't had sex all week. That's my fault, really. I was misbehaved. Last week I went over there. He made me strip to my lingerie. He tied my hands behind my back. He put me on my knees in front of him, and he put his cock in my face. I wanted so badly to take it in my mouth, make him explode down my throat. I love sucking his cock. It's perfect. But he made me go slowly. He made me kiss the tip, and then nuzzle against it, then slowly lick it up and down. It was torture, and I was feeling impatient. Maybe I was feeling extra entitled from controlling you all week. Without asking, I put my whole mouth on him. Took him all the way down to the base, just for a second, just to let him feel what he was missing, just to surprise him. I wanted to follow up with a bratty little grin, but I didn't even get the chance. He grabbed me and lifted me off the floor and dragged me to bed. He bent me over and slapped my ass. I love being spanked, and I was all ready to be tough about it. I was going to be like, is that all you got? But he smacked me so hard. By the third one, I was begging him to stop. But he kept going, all the way to 10. 10 hard slaps. He was so gentle and sweet afterwards, but he wouldn't fuck me. That was the real punishment. He made me wait. I know I said I wouldn't stroke your cock, but I'm horny and I've changed my mind. But I'll go slowly. gently. You just stay still. Say thank you, miss. You're welcome, mister. I've been masturbating all week, but it's not the same as having his cock inside me. I've learnt my lesson. Tonight, I'm gonna do whatever he says. I'll get there, and he'll tell me to strip, put me on my knees. I'll say, yes, sir. If he wants me to lick his dick, I'll do it for hours. I'll be his good girl all night. And when he lets me, I'll beg for his cock. I'll beg him to fuck me. I need so bad for him to fuck me. I don't know what he'll do then. Sometimes he's slow and gentle and teasing. He'll tie me down and run his hands all over me. Touch me everywhere except the one place I want it. Other times he's rough. Really rough. He'll grab my throat, slap my ass, throw me down on the floor, fuck my mouth. He can do whatever he wants to me tonight. I just hope I get to fuck him. I'm desperate to be fucked. Was that a whimper? He's so incredibly turned on. I guess you've never gotten to see my subby side, have you? And you never felt my touch. Should I stroke a little faster? Squeeze a little harder? Just a little? Oh, I can feel you trembling. I hear your heavy breathing. Do you love how horny you are? How horny I've made you? You're desperate for more, aren't you? These 2 weeks have been torture and torment, and you love it. Maybe even more than I do. You've been so good, so obedient, so honest and compliant. I think you deserve even more of a reward. Do you want that? Beg me. Beg for your reward. Louder. Say, please, miss, I need my reward. Please, miss, I can't take it anymore. You beg so sweetly. How can I say no? I've rewarded you with so much today, but I think you've earned more, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks locked and denied. Oh, was that a moan of pleasure or distress? Maybe both? Just think how horny you'll be after a whole month of lockup. Just think of how much more fun we'll have along the way. Think of what your next reward session will be like. Think of what you'll be willing to do then. No complaints? No objection? You want to object, don't you? But you won't. You know better. You know better than to argue with me. All right, beg me to lock you up right now. Beg. Beg me to keep you locked and denied for 2 more weeks. Beg me. Beg me not to let you come. Beg. Now stop. This is your reward. This is the reward you've earned. And 2 weeks from now, we'll discuss your next reward. If you've earned it. If you're good. Now, give me my panties back. Stay there. I'm going to get dressed. Don't you dare open your eyes or move at all. Look at you. All trembly and sweaty. Cock all hard and leaky. Sitting in your chair trying so hard to obey. It's an amazing sight. Maybe I'll take a picture. Did you love your reward session? Thank me. Thank me for giving you such great rewards. I am going to go get some ice for your cock. Be good and wait there for me. Don't move. When I get back, you'll lock up again. And then I have to go. There's a gorgeous cock waiting for me to fuck it. But I can't wait to see you at work this week. I've already got some ideas about what I might have you do for me. Oh, is that? Did I leave a little wet spot on your leg? Wow, lucky you. I guess that's a bonus reward. Say thank you, miss.